Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Deacon Gregory.
As Father said, my name is Deacon Gregory Crane. I'm a transitional deacon for our diocese. So I was ordained 3 months ago, and if God wills it, in 6 months, I will be ordained a priest. So please keep me in your prayers. This was my home parish when I lived in Bismarck. I'm from Minnesota, but I came out here to work after college, and I came to the cathedral. So it's kind of fun being back at the cathedral, but now as a deacon. So it's great being with you, and I'll be here over the beginning of the Christmas season here. This Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent, the church gives us these readings, I think, to try to get us to be excited anew about the great thing that's happening here at Christmas. Because it can kind of become old hat a little bit. We celebrate Christmas every year. We're used to the lights, you know, the music. It's all great. But it's easy to get used to this amazing thing that everyone in the scriptures today is super psyched about. In the Old Testament, the prophecy is about the Savior coming at Bethlehem. And in the gospel here, Mary is running. She's traveling in haste down to the town of Judah, to a town of Judah, where she meets her cousin Elizabeth, who runs out to meet her. And John the Baptist leaps in her womb. Everyone's really excited. Why? And can we have that excitement? Yes, we can. What are they excited about? This new thing that God has decided to take on a body. That God has decided to become a human being. And again, that we're kind of used to that, right? We see statues of Jesus everywhere. But to try to get into their world, because this was huge. For millennia, man was trying to figure out who God was. You know, all the religions all throughout the history of man, these are all attempts of man to try to figure out who God is, because we're naturally drawn to him. We have a hole in our heart that only God can fill. It's just a fact. Like that we have to drink water and breathe air to stay alive. We need God. And so we've been reaching out for him, but we can't figure him out unless he shows us his face, unless he comes down to us. And God looked down at us and said, I don't want them struggling. I don't want them searching without knowing me. So he decided to show us his face, as the responsorial psalm says today, to reveal himself to us. And this was huge. He first started it, you know, with Abraham and the fathers and then through the prophets. But then finally, at the fullness of time, did it in Jesus. That's why everyone is psyched and excited. Now, you might be saying, okay, well, that's all fine and dandy, Deacon Gregory. That's great, but God came as a man 2,000 years ago. And I live in 2018. How can I see his body? How can I learn who God is? But this, of course, is the great gift of the church. No, it's true. Okay, so Jesus isn't standing here anymore. But before he left, and he said, from now until the time when I come again, and he will come again, I'll leave you with the church, and I'll leave you with the sacraments. And this is where we come to see him. God became man so that we could learn who he was, so that we could watch him, see how he spends his time every day, see how he interacts with saints and sinners. But God comes to us here in the sacraments. Throughout the rest of this liturgical year, we get to watch God and see who he is. In ordinary time, we get to see how he goes about his daily life, how he interacts with saints and sinners, and what moves him, what makes him happy, what makes him sad. And we can look at him and say, wow, that's not just a man, that's God. This is what makes God happy. This is what makes God sad. And to learn what it means to be a full human being by watching Jesus. In Lent, we get to see how God confronts the mystery of sin and the mystery of suffering, which we all experience, and say, ah, here's how God did it when he was a man. During Holy Week, we get to see what the ultimate act of love is in human form. And it's that, it's the cross. That's what God does when he's loving as a man. And in Easter, we get to see what God's plan is for you and me. To come to a place where there's no more fear of death, where it's just life and light and relationship with God. Christ is coming soon. And we can ask Mary in these final days, just 2 days away, Christmas, ask Mary to be with us. Because she was ready to change her life when Christ came. And we can ask ourselves, are we ready for when he comes? To be willing to say, God, here you are in human form. This is what it looks like to be a human, fully alive, fully loving. I maybe don't have it figured out fully myself. Am I willing to change to be like you? Is there a place in my heart set aside for God? We ask the Blessed Virgin to be with us in these last couple days as she was excited for God's coming. The Lord is coming. He's coming very soon.